This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was taken into custody on Monday after pleading guilty to charges of illegal assembly linked to a demonstration last year. If he's convicted, the charges could result in a jail sentence of up to 3 years. Two other activists, Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow, were also remanded into custody on Monday. The demonstration, for which they're being prosecuted, took place near Hong Kong police headquarters last year in June. As Beijing moves to assert more control over Hong Kong, Wong, Lam, and Chow are among many who've been calling for Hong Kong to retain its autonomy. The arrests have drawn criticism from Western governments who say China is not fulfilling its obligation to allow Hong Kong a high degree of autonomy since Britain handed its former colony back to China in 1997. China denies that accusation and says Hong Kong is its internal affair. Wong was not a leading figure in last year's protests, but his activism career has drawn Beijing's anger hours after China's parliament passed a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong earlier this year. Wong disbanded his pro-democracy activist group. Under the new law, any activity Beijing considers subversion, secession, terrorism, or collusion may receive up to life in prison. A large-scale trial shows a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford stops 70% of people from developing COVID symptoms. The success rate is less than vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which each show about 95% success rate. But it's a cheaper vaccine to make and easier to store, which makes it more viable for widespread use. Scientists say they hope perfecting the dosage will increase its success rate. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Germany are beginning to lay out their plans to distribute vaccines against COVID-19 in some cases as early as next month. The United States has set preliminary plans to begin vaccinating some groups starting as early as December 12th. That's 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is scheduled to review a vaccine made by Pfizer. In the U.S., healthcare workers would be among the first to receive the vaccine. A joint investigation by Kaiser Health News and British newspaper The Guardian found that nearly 1,400 frontline healthcare workers in the United States have apparently died of COVID-19. One-third of those victims were nurses. German Health Minister Jens Spahn told reporters Sunday that there is reason to be optimistic that a vaccine would be approved in Europe before the end of the year. He said after that approval, vaccinations could begin right away. At the G20 summit this weekend, 20 of the world's richest nations leaders vowed to work together to ensure that vaccines against COVID-19 will be made available to the most poor and vulnerable populations. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Sunday that more than 58 million people around the world have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 1.3 million people have died of it. The U.S. continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases. Ethiopia's prime minister has issued an ultimatum to Tigrayan regional forces to surrender or face a military offensive on the state's capital of Mekele. The Ethiopian army has been battling local forces in Tigray since conflict broke out on November 4th. That's when the prime minister sent the National Defense Force into the area after accusing local forces of attacking a military base there. A blackout of internet and phone communications in the region has made it difficult to confirm a death toll and reports of violence. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after the prime minister postponed the polling, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Sunday that his country will lead international efforts to combat climate change. He said this in comments on the sidelines of the G20 summit on Sunday. Suga has already said that Japan will aim for net zero emissions by 2050, making a green society one of his key policy priorities. He added, addressing climate change is not a constraint on economic growth, and promised Japan will lead international society in realizing a decarbonized world. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.